Rockauto.com.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingy. It is telephone day today. National telephone day.
Remember that song? Hey, baby, I'm the telephone man.
Well, who knows? Maybe it'll be one of the ones I've picked.
Maybe.
That's the STD that we're looking at today.
All right. Songs about the telephone or calling.
Anything to go along with that line. And so that's what we call our STDs. In case you're just new to the show, it is Throwback Thursday, obviously. We do throwback songs twice an hour all the way up until midnight tonight. And then you vote those in, and it's kind of a fun way to have fun with Throwback Thursday. In the meantime, what we do here in the morning is we spread the love through STDs. Stump the DJs, chance for you to guess a song that's not country that goes along with that particular theme of National Telephone Day today. Let's go ahead and get our ringer dingers and all tuned up and ready to roll. Hey, you're on.
Right on the money.
That's pretty cool. All right, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Give this a shot. Dang it. She just edged you out by a nano. A nano bit. Let it breathe here a little bit. Probably the most famous number in the world that everybody remembers.
Written on millions of bathroom stalls.
Yes. For a good time, call
867-5309. Jenny.
Bye.
Tommy Two Tone.
There you go. Somebody try, I mean, that number still exists, I believe, when you try calling it. However, it doesn't give an area code, so it could exist in so many different areas.
Sure could.
I think everybody has an 867-5309.
Just every, whatever.
I think so, unless people have called to complain too much.
Yeah.
Been banned from all telephone systems.
Let's try it.
You're going to use 801?
Uh-huh. What's the number again? I'm just kidding. I guess I could try 385.
Yeah.
In a minute. I don't know how anybody could keep a number.
I think I couldn't. I couldn't live with it.
Be like, give me a different one.
Yeah. There's no way.
There's like, I'm not keeping that number.
This has to be one of those that is just must just sit out there.
Hi, this is Roger. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message.
It's Roger. Roger. Thanks. Roger. Who can I turn to?
Oh my gosh, weird. All right, let's do 385 just for the fun of it. Just because.
It is kind of early, Dave. So
yeah,
maybe people are ignoring their phone.
That's true. That's true. But I had no idea that somebody would pick up. This is some good radio right here.
It sure
is. Please contact us at
what?
info@platypus.one. That is info@platypus.one.
What?
What was that?
I have no idea.
I was trying to figure out the... Was that a foreign language?
Well, she was still speaking. Is there an accent?
Was it British?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of a weird thing. Anyway.
All right, 867-5309.
I couldn't but somebody actually has that number. Can you imagine Roger. Giving that number out?
Poor Roger. Roger. I feel
Roger
bad.
That, yeah. Hey, what's your number? 867-5309.
You'd have to sing it every time.
Like,
every
no,
time.
Really, what's your number?
Yeah.
No, that
I know
is
you're
it.
Pranking me.
Jeez.
Weird okay.
stuff. All right.
So the country voting, you can vote on the mobile app, which is the vote tab. You can vote at z104country.com. Right there on the front page, on the homepage. Garth Brooks, Colin Baton Rouge came in third. Clay Walker, Who Needs Ya Baby was second. This song won by exactly 10 votes.
Oh.
Lee.
Me and You.
Yeah.
Is it Toby Keith?
Nope.
Oh.
Kenny Chesney?
Yes.
Oh, that's it.
Good job, you guys.
Oh, thanks for letting me share, by the way, Lee.
Yeah,
I just jumped
in. Whatever.
Ordinary, no. Really don't think so. Not a love this true. Common destiny, we were meant to be, me and you. Like a perfect scene from a movie screen, we're a dream come true. Suited perfectly for eternity, me and you. Every day I need you even more, and the night time too. There's no way I could ever live. But if I wanted to, every day I live, try my best to give all I have to you. Thank the stars above that we share this love, me and you. Really don't think so. Just a precious few. Ever make it last? Get as lucky as me and you.
Jenny.
Oh, that's like a wedding song.
So,
Casey, Kenny Chesney, me and you, the song you voted in for Throwback Thursday this time around.
I have some information on, somebody sent this to me, the link to the KSL story. Cache Valley resident says having a famous phone number is a lot of fun, even if he has to deal with dozens of prank calls daily, including those from radio stations.
Yeah, so Roger...
When the prefix 867 was released for cell phones in Utah, Roger Nix of Logan immediately requested the number 801-867-5309, made famous by Jenny, an 80s song written by Alex and Jim Keller and performed by Tommy Tutone. Someone else already had the number but changed it a week later, and it's been Nix's ever since, along with all the prank calls. This article is from 2009.
So he's not going to... I'd leave him a voicemail. I'd call it back and leave him a voicemail and see if he'd call a radio station. But then he's probably just going, just you weirdos.
He says, I'm partially sick of it, but you know what? It's part of pop culture, so I really enjoy having it. He gets 30 to 40 prank calls a day during weekdays, up to 100 on weekends, nonstop calls when the music video plays on 80s shows on VH1. I just send you to voicemail, Nick said. He's thought about selling the number, but he kind of likes it.
Yeah.
The song was a number one hit in 1982, made famous the phone number 867-5309, which is repeated in the chorus.
Johnny, don't change your number. I
your number. Keep it. I mean, what does a cell phone line cost now? $25-$30 a month? You know, I mean, why not hang on to it? And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how you could turn that into monetary stuff, but, you know, to try to at least pay for the line. But it is pretty cool to have the bragging rights, you know, to hand out that number to somebody. Wouldn't that be nice to be able to remember some of your own family members' numbers like that? Easy. Yep. Like, what's your wife's number? What's your husband's number?
Yeah, do you have Linda's
speed
memorized?
Dial. Yeah, I can. Yeah,
you,
I have
you
that
do.
One. Yeah. What about you? I mean, there's some, I would have to stop and think just a schmidge about the kids. I think I've got all of our kids memorized.
I have a couple memorized, but not, definitely not everybody's.
I don't have yours. I mean, I could give you some. No,
I'm crushed, David.
I know. Does that make you feel bad?
Yeah.
All right. It's 801-243.
Stop.
I know.
Yep.
I'm going to write it down just. I'm going to guess.
All right.
And then you.
Nope.
Close?
The first number is right.
That's it?
The first and the third numbers are right.
Really?
Yeah. That's okay, David.
Game. This is
it's all right. No.
Oh, for hell's sake. All right. Oh, I know what it is. Oh, no, that's what I wrote down. Oh. How about this one? I know this is really good radio. I don't know why. I don't know.
No.
I don't even know why I'm on the air. I don't even know.
It's okay, Dave.
But that's dang. All right. Well, but you probably know my full number, right?
801.
No.
879.
I do know you. Did I explain to everybody what that song means? Scotty Mac, right here. Scotty McCreery, Utah favorite. And of course, everybody loves Scotty. Cab in a Solo. He really is one of those kind. You know, he kind of has the demeanor of Billy Currington.
Yeah.
Just kind of quiet and
yeah,
just
he's
sort
just
of
a super nice guy.
You know, a little on the shy side sometimes, but yeah, super nice guy and just love being able to associate with these artists. And then to be able to bug them and text them, and then they hate me, and then they block my number and stuff like that. Well, I gotta get up, gotta go to work, then I come home and I gotta go to bed. That is it. Everybody's day, right in song.
Yeah.
Top 9 driving distractions. I don't even know if we need to bring these up, but why not refresh everybody? It's Distracted Driving Awareness Month here, April is. So some experts put together the top distractions that can cause a crash.
Coming in at number 9, pets. It's why restraints for dogs are a good idea.
Have you ever driven the pets around, the dogs around? Where do you put them?
In the back seat.
Restrained?
No, they have a taco that protects the seat. So it'd be kind of hard for them to get up. They could, though. It'd be hard for them to get up front, but they could.
Yeah, but what about the safety of the animal, Deborah?
I know.
So you're technically, I guess.
I only put them in the car really to go to the vet because they're not for public consumption. They're terribly mannered.
You know how you reminded me I should have a folder for my taxes?
Yes.
You should have a restraint that will be hooked into the seatbelt.
I do for Bear.
So
I do for Bear. Bear has a little seatbelt thing, but not for Biscuit and Scout.
So you want to save the small dog, but the big dog, you're
no.
Whatever.
No, I just figure they're okay in the back seat.
Restraints for pets. I wonder if that is a legal thing, too.
I don't think
have
it
you
is.
Heard?
I don't think
it's
it is.
It's not? So you're just taking your life in your own hands if you want to. or other people's lives, because the dogs could get up on your lap. You could swerve, hit somebody else, you know.
Yeah, that's so true. So why it's on the list.
Messing with onboard systems. In other words, things like your AC. I don't know why you should be messing with the radio.
You don't need
to
mess with the radio.
You just locked right in there on 104.3 FM.
Eating and driving can be just as dangerous as texting and driving.
Yeah, I agree. There's soft tacos are not a good item to try to eat while you're driving.
A lot of stuff isn't.
You know, I know. But, man, when it takes two hands, especially to eat a taco, well, that came out wrong. Other passengers, like, it's especially dangerous with teen drivers and their friends, and I think that's why they have that rule in place that you can't drive when you have your temporary or for 6 months or something. You can't have a passenger in the car with you that is under the age of certain yada yada, or it has to be a parent. Isn't there some kind of a rule about that?
I think so. Right. You have to drive with a parent or something.
Yeah.
For reaching for stuff, like trying to reach something in the back seat.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Aren't we all guilty of this? Can we just say
all of these?
That's what I'm saying, and it's bad. It really is sad for me to go down this list, and then have me look and go, I may or may not have tried to reach clear across the car and try to reach a water bottle that's in the passenger door.
Oh my gosh! Oops. Oh,
I better take off my seatbelt.
Abusing, this one's a no-brainer, abusing substances or lacking sleep. Yes, yeah. Those are counted as distractions. Looking at stuff outside your vehicle, billboards can cause quite a few accidents. Maybe you're trying to get a website or details.
You don't have to worry about that. Our radio station doesn't do billboards. so you just keep it locked in on our station. However, I think that's why that they really have banned billboards that get a little risque, you know, so to speak. Now, I don't think we have it too much here, but...
Sorry, Judy. I was looking at boobs on the billboard.
I know.
And I rolled the Buick.
except you don't ever want to admit that. You want to just go, I was looking at the Compass billboard sign. I really wasn't looking at that. And then cell phones, of course. That includes texting, things like messing with your GPS, stuff like that.
All right. And number one, daydreaming.
Yeah.
You're just bored. You're not paying attention to the road.
Or you have a lot going on in your life. You know, you find yourself, when you have a lot going on in your life, and I'm not saying it could be either good or bad, but usually it's something that really takes your mind somewhere else. To where you put the gas nozzle in your vehicle and you drive away with the gas nozzle in your vehicle.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah. And so there, you know, but the point is that, man, you can get really taken off pretty easily if you're trying to think of your to-do list. Maybe you've just gotten in an argument with a loved one. Maybe
you're going through stuff.
Yeah. And it takes you somewhere else.
And you drive off and hear a clanking noise, and you've got the gas spigot hanging out of your Jeep.
Or you're just spacing it out, and you're driving down the road, and you're not paying attention to who's to the side of you. Maybe you're not paying attention to the fact that the light turned yellow, you know, 300 yards ago.
If you're heading southbound I-15, looking good from Ogden all the way into downtown Salt Lake. Legacy, Highway 89 looking great, eastbound 201 and I-80, they continue to see freeway speeds from Tooele. This traffic report is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Avoid the hassle of selling privately or dealing with a dealer. WeBuyAnyCar is the fast and fair way to sell. Get your car's valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Okay, right on, thanks.
You're welcome.
Still having an issue with our connection to Channel 2, and we're working to try to get that fixed so we can be connected up there with Lindsay Storrs. We'll do that hopefully shortly. In the meantime, you're stuck with me. Partly cloudy, 60% chance of an afternoon rain, and a little bit cooler, high today of 68 degrees. Big rain day tomorrow, lingering into Saturday, not so bad for Sunday, and then next week looking like a beaut. 70, listen to this, 72 Monday, 70, I don't know why I'm getting excited for next week already, because we haven't even had this weekend yet, but 72, 75, and then we're looking at 80 midweek, Wednesday, Thursday,
nice.
Again, so we'll rebound right back up to it, and just prepare for some of these rains. They are actually, you know, we warm up to 80 something like we did yesterday, and that starts to obviously increase the runoff. And then we hit a stormy day like we have coming in tomorrow that could cause maybe some potential flooding here and there too, with the combination of those two things being put together.
Right now it's 53, partly cloudy downtown. Weather brought to you by Utah's Hogle Zoo. Spend spring at Utah's Hogle Zoo. Gather your herd, discover over 600 species of animals. Save $2 on tickets when you buy them online at HogleZoo.org.
All right, coming up in the next 10 minutes, we've got our STD. We're spreading the love through Stump the DJs. Play along with us, win nothing. And then we'll do our Throwback Thursday, and then we've got our Pledge of Allegiance all coming up. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here and listening to trivial stuff that we talk about. How does $15,000 off of MSRP sound on a vehicle? Strong VW, $269 a month right now, 0% financing for 60 months on the Tiguan. You got to hurry. This just goes till the end of the month. You got to jump on this. I have not seen monthly payments this low. I have not seen the interest rate this low. And we're talking about purchase, too. Now, look, you can also take a look at a lot of the other vehicles they have there. They've got the Taos. They've got the Jetta. They've got the Arteon. They've got the GTI. They've got the Tiguan, of course, like I mentioned, the ID4 EV, their electric four-door SUV in a lot of beautiful colors. And, of course, the Atlas and the Crossport Atlas. That's what I'm driving around as well. Don't miss out on this deal because this does not come along very often. And this is an excellent time to buy a vehicle from Strong VW. Anytime is, really. But you know that you'll always get that free lifetime warranty. Nobody else does that. It's exclusive to Strong VW. Think about what the peace of mind that will give you for many, many years to come. VIP package, paint, dent, glass repair, loaner cars, hand car washes, all free for the life of the car, and it's all at Strong VW. 1070 South Main in the heart of Salt Lake.
K-Sop Country, K-S-O-P.
Hey, how come you didn't wear your Pearl Snap Loretta Lynn blouse today for the Throwback Thursday?
I don't know. I should have.
I've missed that. I thought, man, that would have been perfect.
Oh, what was I thinking?
That little jingle right there.
Listen, and I love the Pearl Snap cowboy blouses.
I was looking at one yesterday for myself. Not a blouse.
A blouse.
But a shirt.
Gosh, that's pretty. It was,
but for, yeah, it was a shirt. And man, there were some good looking. This happened to be like a Pendleton brand, and I was like, oh, this is sweet. But then as we're moving into the hot months, warmer months, I thought, well, maybe not so much. Might want to save that little purchase for fall. But
you get,
man,
a short sleeve?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you kind of look sort of corny.
Oh, I love the short sleeve.
Do you really?
Western shirts. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying like people who wear, I don't mean to diss the, you know, I just wish I had the muscles to fill out those. Oh, I got to get in better shape to wear short sleeve. That's why
so
I wear.
So why are you grabbing your stomach? Well, either way, your stomach. Your stomach is the same.
Well, yeah, but okay. So maybe if I work on my stomach, it'll make my arms look bigger.
There you go.
Is that it?
Don't ask me.
I don't know. All right. Well, it's time for our STD. Stump the DJs. The song that is not country. Our theme goes along with National Telephone Day today. Think of a song that would deal with that and try to guess it. Here we go. Oh. Wow.
Shadows are on the ground.
Oh, nobody knew where to find. Jen's trying to play the air drum and not
I'm not
even,
trying, Dave. I am.
Not even close. Not even close to the rhythm of the
Listen,
drum. Oh my
gosh.
You
can't tell because they're air drums.
Well, yes, I can.
She's no Phil Collins.
If you are not on, if your arms are not anywhere close to being on, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I got to look away. All right, here we go. What is it?
Don't lose my number, Phil Collins.
Yeah, there you go. He's drumming to the beat at about 180 beats a minute.
Hell yes, I
with
am.
With her arms, and the song's not even that fast. All right, good job. Way to go. That's how
okay.
we roll it.
The country voting on the mobile app or at z104country.com. Colin Ray's Little Red Rodeo, third. Chris Ledoux, Runaway Love. Say It Isn't So was beaten by 3 votes.
No way.
No song. Way.
Oh, yeah.
There was.
Lee. Oh.
Yeah, it's her.
It's
no.
the Chicks.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad you didn't say Dixie, because we're not supposed to.
Yes,
do you know the
that's
song?
That's right.
Yep. I do know the song.
Wide Open Spaces.
Yes!
Thanks for that little hint right there, Lee. That's how Throwback yeah. Thursday
thanks for
works.
Singing the title, Lee.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
That really helped me out. I didn't even have to guess it. It was perfect. Dixie Chicks. Wide Open Spaces.
Not Dixie Chicks, Dave.
It's the Chicks, man.
From the Dixie.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about?
The Dixie Chicks.
Oh, Dave, say it isn't so.
And, you know, I really like listening to that song even more so when I'm down in the St. George, the Dixie area down in the St. George.
Dave.
When, you know, when I went to Dixie State College. I didn't even. All right, we're going to do our Pledge of Allegiance. It's time to do that with our, you know, I know because everybody's thinking, well, okay, freak, you guys are a little late. We do that on Thursdays. We have a little bit of a free pass, a little bit. And we still want you to call in right now, 385-292-1043. In case you don't remember the studio line as good as I did right there. But it's
592.
Screwed it up. Hold on.
385-292-1043.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, smooth.
Morning. What's your name?
It's Pokey.
Hey, dude. What's up, man?
Oh, you know, just on my way to work.
Right on. We appreciate you calling in. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Routine in the morning.
Get up, take a shower, get dressed, get ready to go, get a cup of coffee, get on the road.
There you go.
All right.
Now, how do you brew your coffee in the morning? Is it a powder? Is it instant? Is it Keurig? What do you do?
Just regular old percolator.
Good old percolator. Hey, do you have one of those that, like, you can actually schedule it and it starts to percolate? And it'll all be done when you wake up?
Yeah, I do.
Those are cool.
It's called Gumby.
Oh, it's your wife. She's your instant percolator.
Yeah. And that's what they mean when your wife is perky. All right.
Gumby gets up and makes me some lunch and makes me some coffee.
Yes, look at that. You got them trained well, I guess. Thank you for calling and helping us out. It's all yours, dude.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we
so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, star-spangled banner yet wave, o'er the land of the free, and the
LBT, Little Big Town, Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem. Now, they don't usually make that a part of their playlist, but you can catch them with George Strait and also Chris Stapleton on June 29th, and you have a chance to win tickets to see all three of those amazing acts right here on this very radio station. We're doing the George Phrase That Pays, and you can also win. Hey, we're only about 20 minutes away from that pair of tickets right there. We're doing it every single day. We give out keywords at 8, 11, 1, 3, and 5, and then 7:15 the following morning. If you got those phrase that pay, those keywords that does the straight to George phrase that pays, you'll be able to win those tickets.
Pick up date. I'm Lee West.
If you only have one pile of shiz, that's one thing. But when you have a pair of shiz,
yeah, I know. That's bad.
That could cause some problems right yes. here for you. Thank you, Lee.
You bet.
Partly cloudy. About a 60% chance of some afternoon rain. Real big rain day for tomorrow is what they're calling it. It is going to be definitely a wet one. 68 today, 56 tomorrow. And even Saturday, we're only going to be at about 55 degrees. But that rain will start to move out of here by Saturday night. And we're smooth sailing for Sunday if you want to plan your weekend around that.
Right now it's 53 and partly cloudy downtown.
Always love talking about my friends there at Any Hour Services, and they will help make your household comfortable, whatever it might be. You might be at that time where we are maybe having to kick in the AC, and then we go back to the furnace, and then we kick in the AC and back to the furnace. It really is a true test on how everything is working around your home, and Any Hour Service is there to help you. Now, you might want to attempt Mike's helpful homeowner tips of the week yourself, if you prefer, like I've done many a time. Leave it to the trained technicians at Any Hour Services if it goes beyond that. The certified HVAC technicians at Any Hour, man, they can come out, perform a pre-season AC tune-up for you if you haven't done that on your system yet this year, which is exactly what I'm going to be scheduling here as well. Maybe you need to have a home filtration system installed. Take a look at what you need around the house, then give them a call, 801-443-7400. You can always Google Any Hour Services. That's where you're going to find those DIY videos and stuff. And then you can schedule your own appointment if you'd like to right online. Just go to anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services. Okay, we're back, and it's time to announce the Instant Cash Song of the Day. This is the song that you will be listening for in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. $250 on the line. You're not competing with anybody outside of live and local right here in our own state of Utah. It's not a national contest. You got a great chance to win, and you can win as many times as you can. The Instant Cash Song of the Day is
Rockin' a Hard Place by Bailey Zimmerman.
Yeah.
One of the headliners for Country Fan Fest this year. Rock and a Hard Place. Listen for it. It's going to play this hour for sure. It'll also play in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. It's worth $250 in cash each time. $1,000 a day going out the door right here at Z104.
Cha-ching. Now, coming up in about 13 minutes from now, we are going to have you call in, not now, but call in with the George Strait phrase that pays. and a chance to win a couple of tickets to go see George in concert. NFL draft gets going here tonight for the first round. And with the 10th pick in the draft, the New York Jets select utter and complete chaos. No, it's. I am so happy for Zach Wilson. He'll be just within hours of driving to a Denver Broncos game for us here in Utah and supporting our local guy there. And, you know, whatever your feelings are, it's kind of cool to be able to just sort of follow along and see some of these people going from Utah to the NFL and where the you kind of follow and track them. Now, they also say that today is National Plumbers Day, or as some people like to call it, Say No to Crack.
Okay.
Right on, thank you.
You bet.
Pretty decent today. Now, we are going to feel some cooler temperatures, 68, partly cloudy, and about a 60% chance of some afternoon rain. Now, that doesn't mean that you may not see a sprinkle here and there ahead of time as this storm moves in for tomorrow and will drop our temperatures another 12 degrees with a 100% chance of rain.
Right now, it is 53 and partly cloudy downtown.
.com.
Time for STDs. Don't say that the Z never gave you anything. We're spreading the love with Stump the DJs. Chance for you to guess a song that's not country. Our theme goes along with National Telephone Day today. Here we go.
In the well, don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing.
Hey. Oh, man. Isn't that funny? Don't you find yourself doing the same thing when you're in the car, the radio's blasting, and you sound so good until you lower the volume,
and then you're like,
maybe not so much. I do that all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm hitting this spot on. I sound just like Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts. I didn't know I could sing that high. And then I lower the volume, and I'm like, eh, man, nope, not even close. Not even close. All right, what's the song and the artist?
Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen.
There you go.
Feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was holding.
National Telephone Day today.
All right, so the country voting. Shania Twain, You Win My Love, came in third. Diamond Rio, How Your Love Makes Me Feel, was second. This song was the winner by about 120 votes.
There you have it. The MC of the morning, Mark Chestnut, Old Flames, Have New Names, the song you voted in for Throwback Thursday.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
DeLorean, whatever it might be. Oh, everything out there. Isn't it fun? Now, hey, I want to know. Here's something that might be kind of fun to know. We haven't taken a poll like this for a minute.
All right.
Have you not taken on a new name?
Oh,
you know,
you got married and did not take your husband's name, or you got married and didn't take your wife's last name.
Right. You maybe either kept it the same, or maybe the husband took on your name. Maybe the man. I don't know who would do that, man, but
Dave.
You lose
Travis
your,
Kelsey, maybe?
Lose your manhood. Oh, yeah, okay. But no, I don't. You know, I mean, obviously, traditionally, we all know that the woman takes on the man's name when they get married and stuff like that. I was just wondering the other way around, if maybe there was a guy out there that wants to chime in, let us know. Maybe you had. Maybe you've taken on your wife's name. Maybe you have like one that is like Pumpernickel or something, or I don't know. Maybe you're just like, I mean, I'd kind of like to just go with Johnson.
Smith.
Yeah, or Smith, yeah. Or something like that.
385-292-1043.
Yeah.
Hopefully hear from you. Couple things going on. I don't know if we even covered our full list of what's going on today yet. We usually do that right out of the chute at 6 o'clock. It's World Penguin Day today. Aww, a day to celebrate cute. Those little beautiful tuxedoed birds.
We talked about it's Hug a Plumber Day, so say no to crack day.
Yeah, yep.
Or say yes to crack.
To crack. Now, have you ever, man, it is, it. I was thinking about this the other day. I was having to, I don't know where I was. It was, I had some family members around, and I thought, I don't want them to see my gut.
Your gut? Or
so, you know what I mean? So I was reaching up to try to do something, and I thought, oh, gal, you know. That's the last thing they want to see. And then I got thinking, oh, yeah, what about my crack? And so I kind of pulled up my pants a little bit thinking, I don't want him. Nobody wants to see that. And then it is also National Zucchini Bread Day.
Okay. I don't know why, because it's not really zucchini, at least here. It's not zucchini season yet.
No.
Can't really make. I mean, can you buy it at the store?
Yeah, you can buy zucchini.
But it's not really a plethora of zucchini right now.
No, but you wait. When it's harvest season and you're in Utah, you'll end up with a porch full of zucchini.
And that's when it should be National Zucchini Bread Day.
Right. But I actually love. All right. Take your choice between banana nut bread or zucchini bread.
I'd probably pick zucchini bread.
Same here. And it's not really because the nuts. Because you don't have any nuts around your house.
No.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know why it is, but I love the taste of your zucchini bread versus the banana nut bread.
It is National Take Your Son or Daughter and or Daughter to Work Today.
Hey, come on down, kids.
I know. I asked Wyatt. No, he says hard pass.
I wonder why.
He said, I've been there enough, Mom.
I mean.
Hard pass. Pass on that.
Who wouldn't want to see you chair dancing off beat?
Right?
For anything.
And playing the air drums.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I married a man with my same last name. It's so nice not having to change any legal stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
And we are not related.
Did she say what name it was?
She did not. I have a friend whose husband.
She may have married her cousin and she didn't know it.
Who took her last name when they. No, she said, no, we're not related.
Oh, yeah.
I hyphenated my last name.
Okay.
Back to what day it is. It is National DNA Day.
Yes. World Malaria Day.
Ugh.
Okay.
Red Hat Society Day.
Okay.
Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Oh, yeah. Nothing feels better than a clean, fresh cut and color.
It does. I mean, not for me, but at least clean, a clean
fresh cut.
Cut and perm. I haven't had a perm for 2 years.
Now, have you really?
Uh-uh.
Wow.
No, I had that one, and it's obviously finally all grown out, and I still get a little flippy thing here and there, and I'm like, I'm just going to go with that.
That's natural. I let my mullet naturally curl.
Yeah, but not really. It's just a little flippy thing, and that's about it. I think we pretty much covered it. That's about it.
Speaking of last names, I know someone who did not want to take her new husband's last name. She asked him to take hers. Only problem, her last name was from her previous husband. Oh, wow.
Okay. Awkward.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you go. It's time now to give
last
us a call.
Names,
yeah, here we go.
Straight to George. Call us if you have yesterday.
385-292-1043.
If you don't know, we actually got George to sing our number. So there you go.
That sounds just like him.
Yeah, it does. Give us a call right now. Caller Z with all five words. Wins goes to George Strait, Chris Stapleton, Little Big Town, June 29th, free on the Z.
Call 801-984-9000. Come enjoy Hale Center Theater's May We All. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Yeah. And may we all go and check that out. Deb and I are going to be able to go see it tomorrow night, and it'll be fun to take a look at it. Hale Center Theater, if you've never been there, an excellent performance. No matter what they do.
I'm looking forward to it.
You'll love it. I think you'll be hooked, just like I was. And anyway, that'll be one of the fun productions that they have with a country twist to it. Today, partly cloudy, about a 60% chance of an afternoon rain shower sneaking in with our high of about 68 degrees.
53, cloudy downtown.
You know, maybe you've been suffering with some achy joints, with those nagging pains that you just feel like, am I just going to have to deal with this forever? Am I just going to have to keep taking medicine, steroids? Maybe I'll have to eventually get surgery. You don't even have to worry about that anymore with QC Kinetics. It is the nation's leader. They are the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management than we have actually seen in decades or forever. I mean, regenerative medicine is where it is at. In case you're not familiar with that, let me just give you a quick little explanation of how this thing works. You know, our bodies, we have, obviously were created to heal themselves. But what they have now discovered and do, they take those natural biologics and they concentrate them and send them directly to the area where you're feeling the pain. And that's how QC Kinetics uses your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. It is so amazing how they can do stuff like this. A pioneer in this field with 20 years of clinical work, Dr. Mitchell Scheinkamp. Tons of research put into this thing, teaching and publishing. He wants you to get relief without surgery or downtime. Free consultation just by giving him a call at 385-766-1987. Now that is QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. Again, 385-766-1987. Hey. Morning, the Z. Your caller Z. Who is this?
All right.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to see George.
Yeah, well, you're halfway there, buddy. What's your name?
My name is Steve.
All right, Steve. Now, if you have all five keywords in the George Strait phrase that pays, you go.
How about ace in the hole wins?
Yeah, ace nice. In the hole wins, just like you, Steve.
That's what I've been waiting to do.
Well, you're going to see George Strait. Little Big Town, Chris Stapleton at Rice-Eccles on June 29th. You're going free on the Z.
Three great acts. Can you tell us which one you're looking forward to the most?
King George, of course.
Heck yeah, right? Little Big Town, of course, doing a great job as well. Chris Stapleton in there. It's sort of a triple threat concert. And you're going free on the Z, as Deb mentioned. Who does give away the most concert tickets on the planet?
Z104. Love you, Dave
Dab. Well, you'll probably get used to hearing that song throughout the day. The instant cash song of the day, Bailey Zimmerman and Rockin' a Hard Place. Morning. What is your name?
My name is Devaney.
Can you say cha-ching?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No.
$250, Devaney.
You got
it. All right. Awesome.
Bailey Zimmerman and Rockin' a Hard Place. It's going to play again in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Devaney, where are you calling from?
I'm driving to work. I'm calling from Ogden.
Live and local.
That's a nice... A little paycheck as you're in route to your job, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's awesome.
What's your boss's name?
Cindy.
All right. Call Cindy and just say, look, I listen to Z104 and I'm calling in Rich today, all right?
He's probably listening right now because she's probably trying to.
love
well,
that.
Shout out to you.
Well, look, you could keep winning. Cindy could keep winning. Whatever, you all just keep listening, all right? That's the fun part about this contest, and that is we're just dishing out the cash, no limitations at all. And like Deb mentioned, it is right here live and local since you are obviously in the Ogden area. We appreciate you calling in. Who's giving out the most cash on the radio every day?
Z104.
Woohoo! Less. All right, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Weather brought to you by Hoops Vision. We are just going to... give you a weather forecast because I can't, because I still can't figure out our technical issues to get connected up with Channel 2, but it's all right. We'll roll it out here. It's going to be a little bit of a wet one today. Some moist times later on, especially this afternoon, will increase from 60 to 70% overnight, and then 100% chance of rain first alert weather day, according to Channel 2, only for the fact that we could get some heavy thunderstorms and rain showers happening at times tomorrow. So just be aware of that. Temperature today should hit about 68 and will only hit 56 tomorrow and 55 on Friday.
Right now it's 53 and cloudy downtown.
Weather brought to you by Hoops Vision.
If you're searching for a LASIK surgeon, look no further than Hoops Vision. April's flash sale is offering $800 off LASIK. That's $400 off per eye. Schedule your VIP LASIK consultation today by calling 877-30-LASIK. You can also do it online at hoopsvision.com.
Wherever you go to find a good time, you're going to find me there.
Sipping a beer on the beach.
Oh, in the morning with a flat iron in my hair.
Hurry to work, that's not your style.
Back to go, we're going to make you smile.
More music.
I'm talking about
all American country. A real part of your day.
Listen.
K-S-O-P.
And fun jingles from back in the day, our original jingles that we pull out for Throwback Thursday before we get to that. And the song that you had a chance to vote on, if you and it drops right into our system here, which is kind of cool. We're going to do our STD, Stump the DJs. Chance for you to guess a song that is not country. It's out of the format. And then you can just yell at it. It's our theme is National Telephone Day today. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Oh, I love this song.
You probably knew this one was coming, right?
It's from the American Gigolo soundtrack. Wow.
Wow. Why'd you look over here?
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car.
Oh, wow.
Color me your color, darling. I know who you are.
Yeah, there it is. Sing it.
Call me.
There it is.
Online. Call me anytime. Call me.
Karaoke hour. Who is it? And the song?
It's Blondie and Call Me.
There it is. National Telephone Day today. You guys still using your rotary dial?
No.
No? Not no. So much?
Nope. What don't even have a landline.
What about the blue trim line phone?
That for Christmas one year, and yeah. It was the best Christmas ever.
Love that.
Yep.
All right, let's roll into our our TBT song. This is the throwback song that you have a chance to vote on.
All right. Trisha Yearwood, The Woman Before Me, came in third. Travis Tritt, It's a Great Day to Be Alive, was second. And I know you'll get this. This is an amazing song.
They all are, right?
Won by over 400 votes. Lee.
Son of a bucket.
Oceanfront property.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of King George and tickets we were just giving away. That's it. Good job.
Yep, good job,
it
you guys.
It is throwback on the Z.
If you leave me,
King George, George Strait. Song you voted in for that go-around for the throwback song dropped right into our system here. And we have three more songs for you to vote. In case you don't know, it's like, well, I want to vote. You just go to our Z104 app, and there's a little tab. You just touch on that. It's called Vote. Isn't that crazy how we creatively came up with that? And then you go and vote as many times as you want, and that's how the song drops in. We do it twice an hour all the way up until midnight. We talked a little bit earlier about if you were one of those people that took on somebody else's name untraditionally. So maybe the dude or the guy is taking on the woman's name.
When my sister got married, she had her husband take her last name, which was White. And they married they named their oldest daughter Lola Snow White.
Oh, no way.
My friend and her husband both hyphenated their names. Hers is first, then his, and their children are the Hanson Bucata family. In high school, I had a teacher named Mrs. Decker, and she married a Decker. So she became Mrs. Decker-Decker.
Decker-Decker-Decker. That's a double Decker.
Russ Keen says, I know a girl that got a second divorce, went back and took on her first ex's name rather than go back to her maiden name.
Huh.
I know someone who changed his last name to his wife's name when they got married. They aren't married anymore. I recently got married again and have not changed mine.
What about the lesbians? What do they do? Our friends
April and Michelle both are going by Adams, and I don't know.
How did they come up with that?
I don't know if it's Michelle or April's name, but they both go by Adams.
Adams. I mean, is it the one with the shorter hair and carrying the wallet and the chain, or is it the...
I don't know. Vic and Angel Gerber, our friends go by Gerber.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think that was Vic's.
Yeah, we got to hear from the lesbians this morning.
Dave wants to know how that works.
Inquiring minds want to know how you guys are figuring that thing out.
Got married 5 years ago. Haven't legally changed my name, but go by my married name. It's a pain to change it legally, and I don't want to pay for it either. We have two kids, and they have my husband's last name. I was married to my husband just for his last name, Savage. but we got married right before COVID. So to change my name, they wanted me to mail in everything, including my birth certificate. I wasn't comfortable with that, and I decided I didn't want to go through all the trouble of changing my passport, etc. It's really a pain in the butt. Also, my husband's ex-wife got remarried and wanted to keep Savage, so she didn't change hers to her new husband's last name.
Okay.
My aunts are married, and they just keep their own last names. I'm a lesbian, and I took my wife's last name, Megan Zayas. Yeah,
but how? But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But how? How do you choose that? Somebody doesn't have a penis, and so you're going to have
just,
to...
Well, it's just, you don't have to have a P. You can take on, a husband can take on his wife's name. It's just what you guys decide to do. Let's be honest, Michelle took my last name because I'm the cuter one. Coming in from April and Michelle. My gay nephew and his husband hyphenated using both last names.
Okay.
Didn't want my maiden name as both bio parents were abusive and tried to kill me. So I took April's last name. That's from April and Michelle.
Well, okay.
I'm the one who married a man with the same last name, Rayanne Brown, and I married Brian Brown.
Oh, that's nice. That's convenient.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you'll hear about where there are two people. Say, for instance, there are two people that got married, and their first name is still Sam.
Yeah, Kelly and Kelly.
Yeah, something like that, or something that could be used both ways. And so, you know, you've got, you know, Sam Anderson and Sam Anderson after they're married.
Anita McMahon, I have a wife. Neither of us changed our last name. We just go by our names. I was always so excited to get married and lose my maiden name, Cox. I ended up marrying, and my last name is Dickman. I always wanted to give my kids my maiden name as their middle name, and now I can't do that. Leanne Euler, my daughter, is married to her wife, and her wife has my daughter's last name. Both of them have long, beautiful hair, Dave.
But how do you make that decision?
You just talk between you and decide what you can do, whatever you want.
Well, I'm sure you can.
Whether you're gay or straight.
Is it really just boiled down? It's like my name sounds cooler? Maybe?
Probably. Or maybe you have, like some people have said, you don't like your maiden name because something happened in your family and you want to get rid of your dad's name.
Right.
That's part of the reason I didn't go back to my maiden name.
Okay.
When I went through the big D.
Yeah. And she doesn't mean Dallas.
Yeah. My husband's ex-wife has my same name. She never legally changed her name back, so I don't want the same name as her.
Okay.
Shout out to my husband, Jerry Benj. Oh, that's a shout out. Sorry. We'll do that later.
Yeah, about 12 minutes away from shout outs, just so you know. And we're also going to be giving out another keyword, our first keyword for the next round of George Strait tickets. That's coming up as well.
Large Scale Containers, the most reliable local shipping container company in Utah. They have shipping containers in stock ready to be delivered to your property, new and used containers of all sizes. For a quote, call 385-529-0278 or visit utahcontainers.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Okay, awesome. Thanks.
You bet.
We're going to check in with Lindsay Storrs here. I think we finally got our connection. It's just going to take just a second here. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. Who is this?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. What's your comment?
Well, I was just going to say, I have a friend and her daughter got married, and her husband couldn't decide who was going to take whose name. So they decided just to pick a name, and apparently you can do that as long as it's not for fraudulent reasons. And they decided to pick their last name as Namaste.
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 I love it.
So are they both into yoga?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
They were. I love it.
Totally makes sense. So yeah. I did not know you could just pick a name and just go with that.
Yeah.
I guess. It's like that guy
as long as it's not for fraudulent reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that guy that changed his name to put on the ballot. Anybody but them or whatever
It was. Yeah, yeah.
Anybody else or I can't remember what it was.
Right.
You'll find this very interesting, Dave.
Yeah.
She has since then caught the gay, and she's divorced.
See, it happens.
And so I'm not sure what she's going to do now.
You got to be careful who you walk by.
Remarried. I know.
You can catch.
She told her mom she actually caught it when she was in college and wants to know why her mom didn't tell her.
And now whose name are they going to put on the kayaks on top of the Subaru?
Because you always put your name on your kayak.
You do?
Absolutely. It's like an airplane. Absolutely.
Have your names like that. All right. Thanks a lot for your comment.
My wife,
have a great day.
Stacey Uliberry says, my wife took my name because she's been married before and didn't want to keep his name or her maiden name, and I didn't want her maiden name. Ed Capson says, my daughter and her husband combined the last names and made a new last name. Callie German says, my parents are lesbians and they kept their own last name, which just happened to be their ex-husband's last names, because it's just easier not to change anything.
Okay.
Shane says, anyone at any time can change their first or last name for any reason. It just costs money. Reed says, it's not about the patriarchy anymore, Dave.
Dang. Man, what is this world coming to?
Dave thinks you have to have a penis to change your last name.
Well, no. No, I'm not saying that.
That's exactly what you said.
No, I said that if neither one has a penis, then, and I guess I'm...
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Hey, for the parents who are driving their kids to school right now, we're just trying to use correct terms for body parts here.
We are.
That's all it is.
Melissa Olson, we have friends and family that have the same first name, so we just referred to them as Sam with a rack and Sam with a sack.
Oh my. Okay. All right. There you go. We'll take some more comments. We got to roll over to the 2 News Weather Center right now. Chief Meteorologist Lindsay Storrs is standing by. Happy Thursday, Lindsay.
Morning, Lindsay.
Happy Thursday to you, Dave and Deb. We've had such nice weather this week, but guess what? It changes today as two storms begin to approach the state. Storm one today just gives us some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon and evening. Temperatures will be a little cooler than they have been, with highs getting into the 60s. Tomorrow, storm two gets here. Widespread rain is expected. That will continue into Saturday as well, and highs both days will only be in the 50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Lindsay Storrs. Tune in for the updated First Alert forecast on 2 News at Noon.
Thanks, Lindsay. It's 53 and partly cloudy downtown.
Back with more double matriarch talk after this.
.com.
We'll bring Lee into the mix here, and Deb will have a ringer dinger thing too as well. Whoever rings in first, we're going to play a song that's not country that goes along with that theme. National Telephone Day today. Here we go. Oh, I forgot about this intro. Let me skip ahead.
We had no leaving. That's okay. That's okay.
it was always.
I thought a little wild time had just begun.
I guess you kind of scared yourself.
You turned and run.
Stood me up on my blind date, but Ricky, don't lose that number.
Oh, boy.
Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else.
What is the name of the song?
Ricky, don't lose that number.
By?
Steely Dan.
There it is. National Telephone Day today. Pull out the old rotary dial and wait 5 minutes for you to call a number.
Absolutely.
Two. Three. Zero. I always hated the zeros. Zero. Oh, are you kidding me?
It's got to go
zero.
All the way around. Yeah. Got to go all the way around. Oh. Okay, so the country voting, Alabama, Take Me Down came in third. Jody Messina, You're Not in Kansas Anymore came in second. This won by about 280 votes.
I shoot a mighty mean game in any honky-tonk roadside.
Country club,
in any honky
You know how every artist has sort of like a name for their fan club? His should be the Itty Bitty Tritty Committee.
Absolutely.
I mean, just a suggestion, be. Travis.
Absolutely, it should.
Travis Tritt Country Club
or
song you voted
Country
in.
Country Club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be a good one,
yeah.
too. Maybe that's a little shorter than Itty Bitty Tritty Committee.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe so.
FarmerandChemist.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Okay, very nice. Thank you.
You bet.
Partly cloudy today, and I know that's kind of what you're looking at there now. A little bit of sun, a few clouds hanging around. That'll increase later on today as it gets ready for the storm to move in, clouding up. 68 will be our high. Not bad. Still above our normal temperature this time of year of 64. However, that's going to change the next couple of days. 56 tomorrow with some rain. 55, a little bit of rain on Saturday morning. That'll start to get out of here, but by Saturday afternoon. And then right back to mostly sunny and 62 on Sunday. There's your weekend forecast.
Right now, it's 55 and cloudy downtown.
All right, let's go over this list. 8 bad habits that make you age faster. And if you want to keep that youthful glow, don't be in radio. Smoking. They say more and more studies show vaping is bad for your skin, too.
All right. Too much sun. Stock up on the sunscreen as we get closer to summer.
You know of anybody who just is almost an addict to the sun?
Yeah.
Tanning beds, pools, whatever it is. And then after a while, they kind of get that leathery, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to, you know, but I mean, they look good. They look like they're of a different race.
Listen, Dave, if you can't tone it, tan it.
Tan it.
So,
then what's my excuse?
get out in the sun, Dave.
I got to get out more often. A bad diet, processed foods, stuff loaded with sugar and saturated fat can make your skin age faster.
Oh, boy.
So, look, I'm just going to go ahead and check off.
I don't smoke, but the rest of these.
I don't either.
And how about this one? Not exercising.
Okay.
We lose muscle and bone density as we age, and it happens faster if you don't work out.
Oh, man, we're doomed. All right, too much booze damages your cells and accelerates the aging process. Man, you got to quit drinking. You got to quit smoking.
How about this one? Chronic stress.
Oh, crap.
Long-term stress limits your body's ability to repair itself.
And here's the one you were talking about that we were both talking about. Bad sleep.
Yep.
You'll look younger, longer if you make sure that you're well-rested. So I'm screwed. In fact, that's why I do look like I should be already. is that a zombie?
We're really only 32, but the no sleep has really taken its toll.
Yeah.
Not brushing your teeth. There might be a link between gingivitis and heart disease, but also it's just not a very youthful look to have teeth rotting out of your face.
I'm going
to the dentist today, so shout out to Kaysville Family Dentistry and get out the Cavitron because I'll be there at 11:20.
Okay. Fun stuff. Now, is the Cavitron, that's the gas?
No, that's the like the jackhammer for teeth to get plaque off your teeth. Yeah. Rather than just the little That's for severe cases of plaque and gingivitis.
Oh, man. So you got your... You're breaking it
get
out.
Get ready.
All right. Here we go. If you see pieces of plaque flying all over the place...
Look out!
...in Kaysville, then watch out.
It's not. Dented my car.
What was that? Just some plaque. All right. We got our Dumb It or Dig It coming up next, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes.
We have a new song from the Zac Brown Band. We'll tell you about it. And somebody's going to win 2 tickets, 2 wristbands for Country Jam, June 20th through 22nd at the Jam Ranch in Mac, Colorado.
I say, hippity hop on over to Raising Cane's. And if you want to really make a fast trip of it, cook to order, made to move, zoom on into Raising Cane's for craveable hand battered chicken fingers. I mean, we're talking about turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster just by ordering online at raisingcanes.com. I've been talking about this. I do it quite often. I use their mobile app, so you could do it that way as well. Just download their mobile app, the Raising Cane's mobile app. Order ahead of time that way. And these cook to order. And again, when they get your order, they make sure that they cook them right there close to your arrival time. And then that way you'll be able to enjoy those tender, juicy, fresh, never frozen, marinated chicken fingers just the way Raising Cane's wants you to enjoy them. Crinkle cut fries, the creamy coleslaw, the buttery Texas toast. Race on in to Raising Cane's and order ahead of time. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Time today. Terms and conditions apply. Go to weedman.com today.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
All right, Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters. And man, there's a couple of names in the music industry. Mac McAnally, and I guess it's his son, right? Is his son Shane McAnally?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, they're really talented.
They are.
And this one is together with Zac Brown Band on that on this one.
Yeah, there was a big superstar tribute to Jimmy Buffett on April 11th at the Hollywood Bowl. A bunch of Kenny Chesney was there. Anyway, lots of people who loved Jimmy Buffett, as probably we all do.
Yeah.
Zac Brown performed Pirates and Parrots with Mac McAnally. Brown's collaboration with Jimmy Buffett goes back to Knee Deep, which was a single they released in 2011. And Zac Brown said, "I'm so excited for you to hear this song because it's a tribute to Jimmy Buffett, his life, and all the people who will remember him through his songs. We want to know what you think about this song. Text us 385-292-1043. Somebody's going to win tickets for Country Jam Colorado June 20th through 22nd. You'll see headliners Jelly Roll, Thomas Rhett, and Parker McCollum. Prices go up Friday, tomorrow. So get your wristbands now at countryjam.com.
Now, as usual, you can always call the studio, too, and chime in that way. Here it is, Zac Brown Band on our Dump It or Dig It.
Another dollar on the wall, another poet with a pen, another beach bum with a dog, another stranger sailing in, and the water's just as blue. No, you haven't missed a thing, but we're all here missing you. All the pirates and the parrots sing. So adios, my friend, anchor where that ocean is. We'll pick up where you left off, strumming on a sailor's song. We'll hold down this salty rock where it's always 5 o'clock. When the sun goes down, we raise our drinks. All the pirates and the parrots sing. Oh, 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 oh. Tell them, raise the bridge, the drifter's coming through. There's a golden stretch of beach that's waiting there on you.
Is the water just as blue? We wanna hear about everything, but we're all here missing you. So all the pirates and the parrots sing.
Adios, my friend, anchor where that ocean ends. We'll pick up where you left off, strumming on a sailor's song. We'd hold down this salty rock where it's always 5 o'clock. When the sun goes down, we raise our drinks. All the pirates and the parrots sing. Oh, 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 oh,
friend.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impactful. What a great tribute song. Pirates and Parrots. That is Zac Brown Band featuring Mac McAnally on that one. It's our Dump It or Dig It. Let us know what you think about it.
Christina Chapman, it's a little slow, but I like it. Heather Miller and Dottie Silva digging it. Randy Richens, dig it, beautiful song. Trista Lawrence, Lindsey Ream, dump it for me. I don't like the lyrics. I don't like the music. It would be better if it was more upbeat. Amber Kane, love it, dig it. Dig it, a little slow, but it's good. Anita Erickson, Casey Heyman says dump it. Jason Heyman, love it, big dig. Dump it, Whitney Murray. Jalen Edwards, Katie Daly says killed it, digging it. Cherie McCluskey, hard hump for me. Denton Bingham says dig it, dump it in the deepest hole. Mike Sperry, dig it, love his voice. Adios, my friend. Dig it, that was a great song. Dig it, my heart is in a puddle with that one. Amelia, yeah. Kristen Peterson, I'll give it a dig. Kathy Smith, beautiful song, dig it for sure.
Hitting the phones, who is this?
I dump it.
Oh, it's Mike. Oh,
not so much, huh?
Oh, man, I could not handle that. Ooh.
Man, I thought it had some nice harmony and everything in it, but man, well, I guess I was off.
Bananas.
All right, well, cool. All right, thank you.
Love you.
All right, love
bye.
You, man. Morning the Z. Dump it or dig it?
Dig it.
All right, right on. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, this song, Adios, My Friend, is so hard to hear after my daughter lost her best friend, Oakley, yesterday. It's her horse.
Yeah.
She was the best horse and her best friend. We got this text yesterday and it was so sad. Somebody sprayed weeds and the horse ate the weeds.
Oh no.
And died. That is just so sad to me. So
yeah,
I'm sorry about that, Mary. Jason Weiss says, dump it. Chase Larson, dig it. Going to dump this, not great. Janelle Boyer, I love it. I can't wait to see him and Kenny in Denver in July from Jen. Soft dig, it might grow on me. Esther Christian, I love it. They have amazing voices from Tanner. Cody Parker says, dig it. Peyton Oliver, digging it. Crystal Heath, slow but good. Absolutely dug it. Jimmy Buffett, great tribute to him. Brooke Green, what a great tribute to Jimmy Buffett. Pretty good song, digging it, from Tyson. Janice Shepard, deep dig, loving it. Josh Klein, rest in peace, Jimmy, dig it. Yeah. Shane says, dig it. Heather Franchow, been listening to this all weekend. It's a great song, and I love it. So sad, yet so beautiful. Glad they have a new song out, dig it. Rhonda Hubbs, dig it. What a great tribute, Letha Porter. Al Alder Rideout says, dump it. I'm going to say 70-30.
Okay.
For Pirates and Parrots, yeah. From Jimmy Buffett and Mac McAnally.
Well, Zac Brown Band.
I mean, Zac Brown Band.
Yeah, Jimmy,
a tribute to Jimmy Buffett.
Came back from...
Yeah.
But no, recently lost Jimmy Buffett over, what about within the last 6 months, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
I think so.
Crazy.
And they did a big thing at the Hollywood Bowl, and that's the song that Zac Brown Band did.
Right. All right, we'll roll the music. When it stops, you'll be able to stop your scrolling over there, Deb will, and we'll find a winner.
Taylor DeGraw, you are the winner. I will text you. You have tickets for Country Jam Colorado. It happens June 20th through 22nd at the Jam Ranch in Mac, Colorado. Ticket prices go up tomorrow, so get them today at countryjam.com. We'll have another pair tomorrow, and it's all brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters.
Where, again, that incredible sale has been extended due to popular demand. It's called Elevate Your Adventure, and you get an adventure bundle, which includes a trailside repair kit, a Baku tent, which I just love this thing. You can put it right there. It's just small enough, but yet big enough, if you know what I mean. Put it right there on your bike. Also, two side cargo bags, a top cargo bag. It all goes together real nice in the adventure bundle. It's a $600 value, and that is absolutely free with the purchase of a new e-bike there at Baku. In addition to the fact that I want to add this in, they have some refurbished batteries, incredible sale right now on some refurbished batteries, working just as good as new ones. And you can take advantage of those special prices as well and grab yourself an extra battery too. Baku.com, BAKCOU.com.
Not one based on anyone else. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
All right. Thank you again.
Mm-hmm.
Final check on our weather over there.
Oh, sorry. Well, didn't mean to ring my bell.
Premature ringing, Dave.
Whoa, Val. All right. that's the sign that we have Lindsay Storrs on the line with us right now. Chief meteorologist over there in the 2 News Weather Center. Good morning and happy Thursday to you, Lindsay. Oh, and by the way, weather brought to you by Any Hour Services. That's what we're getting to.
Morning, Lindsay.
Hi, Dave and Deb. Happy Thursday to you. We've got some big changes headed this direction, courtesy of two storms. Storm 1 gets here today. It just gives us some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon and evening, high temperatures in the 60s. Storm 2 is the more significant storm. It's going to give us fairly widespread rain for both Friday and Saturday, and temperatures will be cooler. We're only going to get into the 50s for both days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Lindsay Storrs. Tune in for the updated First Alert forecast on 2 News at Noon.
Thanks, Lindsay. It's 56, cloudy downtown. Weather brought to you by Any Hour Services, helping with electrical, plumbing, heating, and air needs. Call them at 801-443-7400 or schedule online at anyhourservices.com. Nobody helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Jason Silva on the line again with us. Always good to visit with you here, buddy, with Prestige Men's Health. And for a better way of saying it, let's be straight up. A lot of people don't even understand what acoustic wave therapy is, Jason.
Acoustic wave therapy is the new way to treat ED, which, you know, if you're over the age of 50, even men before, you're probably suffering with.
How does it work?
Acoustic wave therapy clears out plaque in existing blood vessels and invites the body to generate new blood vessels, increasing blood flow, which is how everything works.
Now, of course, a lot of medical studies go behind this, so it's not one of those things where down the road you're going to really have some side effects or other things.
No, it's your body that does the healing. It's completely safe. It's a very easy procedure. You walk out on your own two legs. There's no issues whatsoever. Again, this treats the problem that causes erectile dysfunction. The pills are not treating it. That's the common misconception. And left untreated, it's getting worse and worse and worse. It will not get better.
Now, and you're saying that this is really virtually painless, right?
Yeah, it is. It is painless. Again, you can come in on your lunch break, go about the rest of your day without any problems whatsoever.
Right on.
It takes about 15 minutes.
Oh, very cool. And really awesome right now because you're doing free consultations. So really, there's nothing to lose.
Right. We do a free blood flow analysis. We'll let you know exactly what's going on with you, discuss your options, and that's completely free.
Now, what about this other free gift that you give out?
Also, to help you along in the process, we'll give you a free gift that will help you get along in the bedroom.
Wow. Does it stop arguments?
Nothing can stop arguments.
Okay. But makeup after arguments, this could help, right?
Yeah, we can make it much, much, much better.
Absolutely. Who wants to plan their life around a pill? Call Prestige Men's Health today. Give us a number, buddy.
801-406-NO-ED.
Breaks down to 6633 as those last four digits. Again, you can call that number, 801-406-NO-ED or 6633, or you can book online as well.
Right, you can find us online at utahedclinic.com.
Thanks, Jason.
Appreciate you.
Bye. J-S-O-P. Oh, did you catch the bone in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, listen to that again. That's worth a repeat. It makes me tingle to hear the old trombone.
I bet it does.
Yeah. All right, we're doing our throwback song. Before we get to that, we're also doing our STDs. We're spreading the love this morning. And you can't say that the Z hasn't given you anything. Stump the DJs, chance for you to guess a song, yell at your radio, win nothing. And the theme is National Telephone Day today. So we love the telephone. Anything to go along with that, use your ringer-dinger things for Lee and Deb and see if you can't beat them to the punch here. You sure?
Yeah.
Thought maybe I'd get a half a stump out of this one, even.
Mr. Telephone Man. Number.
You know, this contest has actually gotten funner just because it's turned into karaoke hours. It's just not really about guessing. It's just now who can sing
the tune.
Yeah, who can sing the worst karaoke songs right there. Mr. Telephone Man. Now, keep in mind, this is before the goods have dropped, a new edition back in the day.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, I thought maybe somebody would catch on to that one.
I got it.
Okay. All right. What is it?
New edition. Oh, Mr. Telephone Man.
Oh, yeah. That's what I already...
You gave it away,
I already
Dave.
Gave it away.
Yeah, you did.
Gosh. What a dummy. The only way I can hit those notes now is if I slip off a ladder and catch the rung right at the wrong place. All right. Yeah, whoops. There you go.
Okay, so the country voting goes like this. Tim McGraw, Can't Be Really Gone, came in third. Clint Black, Summer's Coming, came in second, but this song won by about 150 votes.
Lee.
Freak.
The Dirt Road.
Yeah.
You going to share it?
Of course.
All right, Sawyer Brown.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Throw you a bone, Dave. You had a Daddy rough morning.
Hard for his dog.
Mark Miller and the boys, Sawyer Brown, the group, The Dirt Road. That is in my top three, I would say, of Sawyer Brown songs. Now, do you guys want to pick?
Sawyer Brown songs?
Yeah. Top three, your faves, just for the fun of it.
Some Girls Do.
Okay.
Probably my favorite. All These Years is probably second.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. I forgot about that one.
And what's my third one?
Mine's, how about if I throw in The Walk?
Okay, The Walk.
But that's mine, though. That's not yours. Now I can say 6 Days, Thank God for You, Race is On.
Maybe Race is On.
Yeah. The Boys and Me, Cafe on the Corner. Man, there's a lot of great Sawyer Brown songs. And... Do you guys think that they're set for life? Do you think the...
Yeah, but they're still out touring. They work their butts off.
I know, but I'm just wondering, do you think financially, they do it probably for the love and...
Yeah, I'm sure they could just stay home.
And do you think all the members get the same? Like, does Mark Miller make more than the rest of the boys?
I don't know. I would think to be in a band and be that long, you'd have to split it evenly. Or there'd be some
but
bad
you know,
feelings.
Mark
and...
is, I know. But, you know, when you look at it, you're like Old Dominion. You know, Matt does a lot of the lead vocal singing, but yet there's so many talented people. Does everybody get paid the same all the way down from Matt down to the drummer? You know?
I mean, I think maybe band-wise, but I think where the difference would come in would be the songwriting. Because I know the members of Old Dominion, only certain ones do a bunch of the songwriting.
Zach Brown Band, same.
Probably.
You know that he gets...
I don't know if Mark Miller has written a lot of their songs.
Yeah. That would be... I would imagine that would be a pretty little touchy subject as to...
In a band.
Like,
yeah.
Who gets more? Like, does the tambourine player get as much as the lead singer?
Well, Old Dominion has the guy in the band. I can't remember his name. But he has social anxiety, which...
He's the drummer.
I totally understand it.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't do, like... meet and greets or personal appearances because mental health wise he just can't do it.
Yeah.
And I salute him for just saying I can't do it.
And I agree. And I did not know that, and you have been with me when it's been a couple of awkward situations.
Yes, I have, Dave.
Like Dave.
But I didn't know that. I don't think we knew that at the time, because when I did a selfie with him, the drummer looked like he was really pissed off. And so I was like, hey, come on, you know, I mean, no, start to, you know, and the rest of the guys jumped right in and they said, it's all good. Go ahead and take the picture. And they smoothed it over really nicely when I thought maybe the guy was just super pissed or something. But there's an issue there.
Major social anxiety.
Yeah, man, that's crazy stuff. You know, but good to know after the fact of my awkwardness.
I'm Lee West.
Amen and hallelujah. Thanks.
You bet.
We have a few little clouds that'll roll in, get thicker by the afternoon with a 60% chance of some rain and a high today of 60. We're looking at rain and 55 tomorrow. So if you got your little patio furniture out there and you've been enjoying that, it's going to get wet tomorrow for sure.
Right now it's 56 and cloudy downtown. Maybe you want to put your patio furniture in your large-scale container.
Yes.
Protect it from the rain because these babies are watertight.
And from the dust and everything else. Large-scale containers available in 20 and 40-foot lengths. If you start thinking about the length of these things and how much you can store in there, then you can start to envision, hey, I could get rid of that storage unit that I've been paying the rental costs on forever and ever and save money because now I can purchase my own, basically your own garage on a mobile garage.
And maybe you don't want to store things in there. Maybe you want to make it a shop or an office to work in. They do full customizations, windows, heating, cooling, skylights, paint it to match your home or your business.
Love this, too. And by the way, they offer a buyback on the units as well. So they'll buy back the units that you're looking to sell. And often you can, of course, buy the container, keep it for maybe 5-10 years, and then sell it at the same price. That's how good these hold their value. So it's such a great investment. And the typical delivery time on these things, 7 days from order to delivery.
Find out what it's all about. Give them a call at 385-529-0278.
That is 385-529-0278. Or just go to largescalecontainers.com.
Hey.
Jason Aldean. And let your boys be country. I don't know if you have had a chance to live in the country or not. And I hope, I mean, our life takes us in different directions. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. I just happen to be fortunate enough to spend a little bit of time in the country and raise kids in the country. What is the difference between, between urban and rural? And you'd think, well, it's simple. One is country, one is the city. We'll talk about those differences coming up here in just a little bit. And maybe the president could possibly use a little more fresh air.
For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
So President Biden actually read the word pause in the teleprompter.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years.
No, President. You don't need to read the word pause because they're going to chant right here. So you just want to
stop and wait for crowd reaction.
Right.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. 4 more years.
Yeah, bless his heart.
.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Thank you much.
You're welcome.
You know, at any given moment, we could bail because there's no more non-compete clauses anymore.
It's illegal. Right?
Federal government had expanded the number of workers who are eligible for overtime and putting a new rule making non-compete clauses illegal. So U.S. corporations argue that these moves are bad for their employees since they may make more money and be able to switch jobs more easily.
Wow.
So there you go. But we're pretty grateful.
Do you have a non-compete, Lee?
I have in the past.
I don't think you have one
anymore. But I don't have one now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, interesting changes.
Do you guys?
I don't know.
We did, but they probably don't care now.
No. In fact, they would probably be more than happy. At least for me, they'd probably be more than happy to release me. You know, like, do I have a non-compete? It doesn't matter. We'll see you later. Grab your stuff.
So long.
Happy life.
We're not worried that anyone will hire you.
No.
Put your stuff in it.
Yeah. Good luck at Home Depot. Anyway, we are looking at partly cloudy skies here today. Not bad. Maybe a 60% chance of some rain by later on this afternoon. 68 will be our high. 56 will be our high. Cloudy, cooler, rain tomorrow. It'll linger a little bit into Saturday. Better day on Sunday. That's your little look at the weekend forecast.
58, partly cloudy downtown.
Jim.com.
All right, we'll see if Lee's still around for one final round of our STDs. We're spreading the love through Stump the DJs. Chance for you to yell at your radio. See if you can guess a song that's not country. Our theme this morning is National Telephone Day today. Here we go. And if you dial this on a rotary phone, it takes a while.
Just one trip around the sun.
Zero. Yeah.
Operator.
Well,
Could you help me make this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded.
You guys ever remember, I know that I can't talk when Deb has her eyes closed. When she closes her eyes and she's so much into her music, it doesn't matter what I say. But I
can play this on my guitar.
I can see Alaska
can see
from
Russia
my porch.
From my house.
So, I mean, this is something that we used to have to do if you wanted to. And sometimes way back in like the Little House on the Prairie days, you actually had to have a switchboard operator that would come on and say, how may I connect your call?
That was Ernestine. One ringy dingy.
Right. Yeah.
Two ringy dingy.
Let me patch you through. All right. Who is it?
It is Jim Croce.
And?
Operator.
There it is. Subtitle, that's not the way it feels.
Operator, but could you help me face this call?
Another great singer, more great music to reminisce.
Lost him way too soon.
Yes, we did.
Plane crash.
Throwback Thursday today.
All right, so the country voting on the app or at z104country.com. Patti Loveless, Hurt Me Bad in a Real Good Way, came in third. Chris LeDoux, For Your Love, came in second. But this song won by about 120 votes.
Don't fit in, you know it's a pity, the shape I'm in. But I got no home and I got no choice. Oh, Lord, have mercy on a country boy.
Ah, Lord. Mercy on the country boy, Don Williams. Man, the golden voice, the gentle giant there. That's the song you voted in for this go-round for a Throwback Thursday. Three more songs up for vote, and you have a chance to see which one drops in and wins at the bottom of the hour. Vote as many times as you can, and if you want to get in on helping to program the radio station twice an hour up until midnight, in fact, you could put that on your resume. You could say, I'm assistant PD at
Z104. At the Z.
Right there. Did you know that as of 2020, only 46 million people live in rural America? Now, I think the population is up to about 8 billion now worldwide, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Now, this particular figure is down 0.6% from 2010. Now, the other 285 million people in America live in urban areas, which is an 8.8% increase from that number in 2010. And that's almost 23 million more people, which is, roughly the total population increase in the United States during that time.
So what's the difference between urban and rural? Is someone just randomly drawing a line somewhere? Not really. Kind of complicated, but simply put, the U.S. Census Bureau officially defines rural as anything that is not urban. And in order to qualify as urban, the area must have a population density of 1,000 people per square mile.
I thought we just figured if there was no Starbucks, then it's rural.
Right.
Right. Classifications of urban falls under two umbrellas. An urbanized area has 50,000 or more people. And then an urban cluster covers areas with at least 2,500 and up to 50,000, which right there would be, hey, Manti's like an urban cluster because there's 3,000.
Is it now?
Yeah. So
everything that falls outside of that is rural. That's only about 14% of America. It's wild to think that 80% of Americans live in an urban area. No wonder everybody wants a vacation. We're too sandwiched in with everybody.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about Heber, actually, and they're saying, I said, would you ever move or consider moving? And they said, maybe, because now Heber seems to be kind of getting almost bigger than the small town that we used to know it as. And, you know, we might consider actually moving to a smaller town or something. And so it is, but growth is a part of it. I mean, like, I remember when Walmart came into Ephraim.
I remember when Kaysville got its first stoplight.
Yeah.
Kaysville, there was nothing west of Main Street.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
and everybody fought it. Big Walmart coming in. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to shop there. I'm not going to support these people. And about a week later, after opening, they were in Walmart. They're like, well, this is kind of cool to have down here. So, I mean, it didn't take them long.
This is not headline news. Today is National Lingerie Day, or as most young women call it now, outerwear. Kim Kardashian blow-dries her jewelry because she hates the sensation of cold metal on her skin. Lindsay Lohan feels the same way, but only because she has bad memories of being handcuffed. Wildlife officials caught an alligator on a runway of a Florida Air Force base. Sure, the alligator shouldn't have been there, but can you blame it for trying to catch a flight out of Florida? Serena Williams' husband is investing in a bar that will exclusively show women's sports. And the name of the bar will be Empty. But in the spirit of women's sports, the food and drinks will only cost a fraction of what other bars charge. This is not headline news.
And that's pretty good, because if the women are only making a fraction of what men are making, they should be able to go to a bar and pay a fraction of the cost of the drinks, right?
Absolutely, they should.
And if there was a women bar with, or a bar with just plain women's sports, it seems like lately that's been a hot, hot thing. People jumping on board with the old women's basketball here. I didn't even know they played basketball until this year.
Hey, I didn't even know they could change their last name if they wanted to.
No, I didn't. But you had to have the man parts to do that. Now, we are going to talk about airlines coming up. I guess they're saying here that the airlines might be required to refund passengers for canceled and delayed flights, which
see, it isn't so. They have to be fair with what we pay.
Right?
Really?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what it says, how long did it take us to get this little thing in place? That's what she said. All right, we will be right back after this.
Things we love about summer. Pool parties, beach vacations, barbecues, summer outfits, and things we love less, trying to get into summer shape. Maybe last year's clothes don't fit the way they did. Well, there's one UGG way to lose the fat in inches and one easy way. The UGG way, you can hire a trainer, you can starve yourself, not eat, and you can hit the gym for who knows how long. Or you can do it the easy way in a day at Sono Bello. It's one visit. You're summer ready. Sono Bello is the national leader in a remarkable fat removing procedure. It's called micro laser fat removal. You can say hello summer, goodbye fat in inches, because in one visit, muffin tops, tummy, thigh, and arm fat are gone permanently. And Sono Bello's spring savings event is on right now. So hurry, schedule your free consultation, and you won't believe how affordable it is. You can look great now. You can pay later. Visit sonobello.com/radio. That's Sono. BELLO.com/radio, sonobello.com/radio.
This is where it ends.
There it is, right there, Bailey Zimmerman, where it
Not
ends.
Not quite. We still have a half hour.
Oh.
We still have 35 minutes.
I was just about ready to say Jimmer's in next. Actually, probably people were hoping that's where it ends, right there. Is it 9:25? Actually, you know, Deb and I have actually considered several times to just being on one day a week. And we just thought it'd be Dave and Deb Wednesdays.
From 6 to 10.
From 6 to 8. Wow. We even narrowed our hours, too. We'd probably, our ratings would go up.
Probably a lot of people would like that.
Yeah, the morning show would be a whole new thing. Well, times do change, and airlines now, this is something that I feel like they probably should have put in place a long time ago. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg had a news conference yesterday where he announced that within 6 months, airlines will be required to comply with new rules.
Will require cash refunds for cancellations and long delays as an expansion of passenger rights. But.
Big but.
You won't get $300 for a one-hour delay. Here's how it will work.
Now, passengers will be entitled to a refund in their flight if their flight is canceled or significantly changed. Now, that's a gray area.
Well, I know somebody that was flying to France today. And they changed his flight till tomorrow.
Oh, I know who you're talking
which
about.
Which did not work for an event.
Right.
And so he got it worked out and flew today or yesterday. Maybe it was the other way around. But anyway, They canceled his international flight to the next day, and he said,
that doesn't cut it.
I have to be there for a job.
And they do not accept alternative transportation or travel credits. Now, that includes airlines changing your itinerary before the day of your trip.
Delays covered would be, quote, more than 3 hours for domestic flights and more than 6 hours for international flights.
It also includes tickets purchased directly from airlines, travel agents, and third-party sites like Expedia and Travelocity.
Now, to be clear, you get the refund if you don't take the later, delayed, or rescheduled flight. So if your flight is canceled and they're able to put you on a flight the next morning, if you opt to take it, that's accepting alternative travel on your part.
Be careful. Read the fine print. This is basically to save travelers from having to haggle or chase down compensation if they need to bail on a flight because of delay or cancellation. Now, they give you a refund in cash, so no travel vouchers within 7 days.
You are not getting paid just for the inconvenience. The DOT is also requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours.
Well, this comes together with the new rules also force airlines to refund you for extra services you specifically paid for and didn't get. Like, say, for instance, you paid for Wi-Fi ahead of time or a premium seat selection or in-flight entertainment, stuff like that. So interesting way to look at it on how airlines will be required to refund passengers. You know, and I know that, have you ever volunteered to be bumped so you could get that voucher?
Yeah, I did it once. I was flying home from Nashville and I got to Minneapolis and they put us up in a hotel and bought us dinner. Gave us, I think, a $500 voucher and flew us back home the next morning.
Yeah.
So it was a sweet deal. So I'm like, hell yeah, I'm doing that.
Right. Other things that airlines should compensate us for. Shrieking babies. drink cart elbow bangs.
Okay.
Now, look, I get it. You know what I mean? Some people get so irritated over the fact that they're trying to roll a cart down the aisle and they bang your elbow or your knee or something. It's like, first of all, try to move your stuff inside. I always get an aisle seat, and so I just roll with it. I understand that it's probably tough to. In fact, you know, if I had a, you know, I think don't they have to have certain weight regulations in for flight attendants? Because what if your booty's bouncing off of everybody's shoulders as you're walking down the aisle? I mean, again, I'm not trying to make seriously. I'm just wondering. If they're,
it says most airlines do not have a minimum or maximum weight requirements. They require that the flight attendants must be proportional to their body type. Flight attendants must be able to sit comfortably in their jump seat and easily maneuver through the aisles of an airplane.
So you answer your own questions on that one. Then.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Because there was a flight attendant the other this last time that we did a thing, and she was a little short. And really, honestly, had a hard time. It was all she could do was to reach up and try to close those luggage things above.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And try to adjust the luggage. And so I get that you probably have to fill certain requirements that way. Other things airlines should compensate for. Yappy companion animals.
Okay.
Which I don't know how some people get certain things on planes. But
have you been on a plane with a yappy companion animal?
Not so much.
I haven't either.
You know, you always try to be patient with the kid screaming, you know?
Yeah, because we've been there.
We've all been there. And it's tough if you're not used to that. Actually, it's kind of tough if you are used to
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. We've all been there, but it's still rough.
But it's still there. And thank goodness for noise cancellation. You know, we have noise cancellation.
Just put the old headphones on.
In headphones or in AirPods now. Flight attendants who hail from the Paleozoic area, cutlery. I'm just going to skip over that one because I can't say it right. and of course, the final thing that airlines should compensate us for is the door of the plane falling off in midair.
Absolutely, they should. Yeah.
All right, we've got throwback here, and then we're going to get into our Battle of the Sexes coming up in a second.
Kings of Country, KSOP.
Okay, I usually throw in an extra here around this time, so you've got a couple of different chances for you to guess our STD. Stump the DJs, a song that's not country, and it falls within our category of National Telephone Day today.
Would someone please hang that phone up?
It's Vortex, baby.
Oh, brother. Hey, did they ever kick you out of Vortex? Because the way you dance, I would imagine they would. Don't they have requirements that you have to be somewhat on the beat before you enter?
Hell no, they're letting me in the Z prom.
Well, that's true.
I know,
that's
right?
True, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Now, obviously, this group has a distinct sound. What is it?
Operator.
By?
Midnight Star.
All right. Here's your next one. Here's your bonus one.
You used to call me on.
Oh, Drake.
Yeah.
Cell phone.
Now, what's the name of the song?
What is it called?
I know. That's what threw me off, too, even when I was looking.
It's
you can't Google it. You can't look. It's
Hotline Bling.
There you go.
Hotline Bling.
Yeah, it's what I get used to when the administration hears something I said on the radio.
You get the Hotline Bling.
I get the Hotline Bling.
Dave, did you really say this morning?
Yeah. And
yeah,
then,
I might have.
Yeah, and then I may or may not have to do timeout.
That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now.
All right, let's roll into our throwback song.
All right. Okay, so the country voting, Tracy Lawrence, Time Marches On, came in third. Alan Jackson, Tall, Tall Trees, came in second. This song won by exactly 10 votes.
Little Fiddle and Shenandoah, Next to You, Next to Me. That's the song you voted in for Throwback Thursday, and of course, As It Works, another three songs up for vote. And at the top of the hour, we'll see which one drops in.
Kathy,
due to your voting.
Kathy Layton says, I flew from Salt Lake City to Dubai during COVID, so it's a very long flight. There was a dog in its kennel on my row that pooped, and the chick didn't do anything with it, and it was awful. I love dogs. He was darling, but really?
But that would be horrible.
Now, you'd think you'd get up and go to the restroom and get some Kleenex.
Really?
And come and get it out and then put it in the toilet and carry on. But no. Dog poop is one of the worst smells in the world, I swear.
It is. It is.
It's
I agree.
Horrible.
I mean, as much as my bowel movements smell,
oh, Dave.
The dogs are still, they're the worst. I mean,
it's horrible.
And why? I thought they had to be in some kind of little carrier.
It wasn't a carrier.
So it pooped in the carrier.
Yes.
And she just let it go.
Didn't do anything with it.
I'll be a son of a gun. All right. Speaking of controversial topics and first world problems, how much of the population, or in this particular case, the survey, of us brush our teeth with hot water?
Now, we talked about this a little while ago. You do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mine's cold. I like it cold as ice. Minty, refreshing.
Have you ever tried it?
No. Hot? I'll try it tonight.
Try it and see what you think.
All right.
And it needs to be, like, I use it to where the hot water is straight hot water. And so a lot of times I can barely get my hand under the water to cup it and put it in my mouth to rinse. If you're a cold water brusher, you might be surprised anyone goes even for hot like you are. You're like, I've never even tried that.
I never even thought about it.
It turns out a lot of us do.
Someone polled over 11,000 Americans. 37% said they use warm or hot water to brush their teeth. So you're in the minority, but now, that's a lot of people.
And I look at it, here's how I look at it, and I don't know if it makes any sense, but generally some hot water kills germs, right?
I think it has to be like scalding,
like bald, boiling stuff.
It has to be scalding hot.
Hey, you're going to the dentist today?
Yeah.
Ask him.
Oh, I will.
That would be your. Is that okay?
Yeah,
ask
for
him
sure.
And see. Just say, is there good or bad benefits to rinsing or
brushing
your
with
teeth
hot water.
With hot water?
Okay.
Now, 42% of the people in the Northeast said hot. It's about 5 points higher than anywhere else. So, the Northeast.
The poll also found 35% of us usually keep the water running while we brush our teeth. So those people are either wasting a lot of water or brushing for like 6 seconds.
Oh, no, I keep it running.
I do, too.
I mean, I guess I'm bad, but
I'm terrible.
Until they say that we have to alternate water. You know what I mean? Like in a drought.
You mean ration? You mean
alternate using, yeah, conserving water. Okay. You know how sometimes you'll say, hey, we got to, you know, you can only water your property on Tuesdays and Fridays. You know what I mean?
Now, here's another question. I was advised you should not rinse after brushing. Let the stuff in the toothpaste, the fluoride and whatever do its job.
See, there's another question.
And I don't rinse. So maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. I just don't.
Well, you got a lot of homework to do at the dentist today.
I know. I hope I can remember all that while I'm under the spell of nitrous oxide.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
I may forget my assignment.
Oh, yeah, there's that. You better ask before you get put under with the nitrous oxide. Because I just have this feeling like about 95% chance I'll ask you tomorrow and you'll go, oh, yeah, I forgot. But, dude, was the nitrous beautiful.
Oh, I totally forgot.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
Looking for a guy and a girl, winning a cool prize as usual. We'll battle it out right now.
We have tickets for Monster Jam. It's happening May 4th at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Go free on the Z.
Monster Jam. More than the Z. Actually, I think I may have just pulled a stomach muscle doing that. Who is this?
Nick.
Nick or Mick?
Nick.
Nick.
Nick, okay.
All right, Nick, we'll find you a girl. Hold on a second.
Hey, Nick, are you married?
I am.
Did your wife take on your last name?
She did.
Yeah. See, it's the patriarchal way.
Oh, Dave.
I think it really.
Now, Nick, did you guys discuss it at all?
I don't think it was even a thought, really.
No.
Okay.
No. As long as the woman is subservient to the husband, I think there's. Okay. Let's find a female to go along with this whole thing. Hey, what's your name?
D.
D and Nick.
Okay.
All right. D, we're going to go first, okay? Because that's
okay.
The matriarchal way.
We're bucking the patriarchy.
Well, we're letting you go.
Oh, thank
first
you, Dave.
Because it's the only gentleman way to think, dude.
Absolutely.
Ladies first.
Absolutely, Mr. Gunderson. All right, D, actor Al Pacino celebrates his birthday today. In which movie did he play Michael Corleone? The Godfather, Scarface, or The Irishman?
I think The Godfather.
Yes.
You got it. Nick, here's your question. We lost the legendary Lisa Lopes. Is it Lopes? From the 90s female rap group TLC 22 years ago. Today, as a matter of fact. What was her nickname? Was it Left Eye, Chili, or Queen of Pop?
I have no idea. B?
Which one?
B.
It's A, Left Eye. It's because she only had a left eye. No, I don't know that. I am just guessing.
That was just her nickname.
Yeah. Hey, Deb, just go along with it. She only had one. She only had one eye.
Well, she had two, okay? All right. D, in basketball, how many points is a field goal from beyond the arc worth?
Freak.
One, two, or three?
Well, technically, it wouldn't be a field goal in basketball, but it's 3 points.
Okay, 3 points. Yeah. You're right.
It's a three-point field goal.
All right, there you go. Bet she got that one. So now we got to really step her up right now. Nick,
yep.
What kitchen tool is used to mix ingredients by spinning them at high speed? Box grater, blender, or strainer?
Blender.
Yes, wow. Finally we get an easy one. Well, still.
What instrument is used to pick up your food and has four tines?
Well, no, but...
Is it a knife, a spoon, or a fork?
And who doesn't know what a three-pointer is, for okay. Heaven's sake?
All right, D.
All right.
Which automobile brand is known for being the people's car in Germany? Audi, Volkswagen, or BMW?
Ooh. BMW?
It's Volkswagen, as in Volks wagon.
Now,
people
here's,
wagon.
Here's your chance. Now, and by the way, everybody, go to Strong VW at 1070 South Main. 1070 South Main in the heart of Salt Lake. And ask for the Dave deal. Ask for Matt Hansen, and you can get some extra $500 off. Nick, cold shoulder is a type of which of these? Yoga pose, women's blouse, or shampoo?
Let's go with A.
You know what? It was women's blouse. I've never heard of that. A cold
it's where
shoulder,
they have the little
blouse.
Cutouts in the shoulder of the blouse. Yeah.
Which makes sense to call it cold
or
shoulder.
Sometimes there's only one shoulder. The other shoulder doesn't have a, you know.
What if you only have one arm?
Oh, does that make
and a left eye? What if that's the case?
You have worse problems than your blouse,
then probably
okay?
So.
Yeah.
Nick, we didn't pull it off this time, buddy.
Okay.
But thanks for playing along. D, you
Thank
won.
You.
You got two out of the three right. And you're heading off to Monster Jam.
Yeah, Monster Jam, May 4th at Rice-Eccles Stadium. All right, hold on a sec.
Thank you.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. Go shorty, you only got one arm. Go shorty.
Hey, let's talk about the NPS stores. They have four locations along the Wasatch Front. They get their inventory from lost, refuse, unclaimed shipments, also overstocks from other stores. This week at the NPS stores, they've got 50% off clothing and accessories, 50% off makeup, 30% off shoes, 25% off in the hardware aisle and kitchen supplies. Now, over at the industrial store, they've got 30% off swimming pools. I was there Saturday, and they have a ton of above-ground swimming pools. They also have 30% off tents and sleeping bags, 30% off canopies and folding camp chairs. It's always fun to go to the NPS store and just see what you can find. Maybe you're looking for something in particular. Maybe you're not. But so much fun to just wander through and see all the great deals they've got. Check out one of their four locations or check all of them out. They've got two in Salt Lake City, 1600 South Empire Road and 1601 South Empire Road in Salt Lake City. They've got the store in Layton at 1500 North Main, and they've got the Orem store at 475 North State Street. NPS, nice place to save.
Hey,
Zero down. Life is short. Enjoy it. North Murray, South Murray, Payson, and Pocatello. ParisRV.com.
Did you hear that?
It's a good sound, isn't it?
It's cash.
I like it. Except
it's
that's
flying
really,
out the door.
It's really an old-fashioned cash register. I don't even know.
We're shopping over at Pioneer Village.
Oh, I know. It's so old. But it still means money to you. The Instant Cash Song of the Day will play in the 10 a.m. hour, the 1 p.m. hour, and the 4 p.m. hour again. We're signing checks and sending them out as fast as we can. The old boss gets hand cramps this time of the year when we're doing $1,000 a day. And you can win as many times as you can get through. So, man, if you score on $1,000 today, that's a pretty good little paycheck, right? Listen for the Instant Cash Song of the Day. It is...
Rockin' a Hard Place by Bailey Zimmerman. It's going to play for sure in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours.
Yep, and then we're also going to do something for sure, because right after Mystery Sound, which, by the way, we had a winner yesterday...
Congratulations to Brandon Smith of West Jordan. He knew the mystery artist was Chase Beckham. We'll have a brand new mystery sound today, and we'll start off with $104 in the jackpot.
But that dude walked away with $344 yesterday, so that's a good little payday as well. But then at 11 o'clock, right after Mystery Sound, Jim Bob's going to give out another word in our Straight to George phrase that pays, the chance for you to win two tickets to see George Strait in concert June 29th. He'll do that at 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock. CJ this afternoon will give you one at 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And we did one this morning at 8, and tomorrow morning at 7:15, be caller Z, and you'll be able to score those two tickets that are valued at $982 billion.
Pretty much. Dollars. Don't forget, the Z104 Strong VW Dave and Deb's Second Chance Prom is happening May 18th at the Doubletree Suites downtown. Tickets, just $10.43. Everything goes to Eye Care for Kids. You can also book a room at a great rate at the Doubletree, and we'll see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun with DJ Thunder.
Yeah, and these are like the best DJ, really, pretty much in the country.
I know. It's so like a chip off the old block.
Check on that one right there. Enjoy the rest of your TBT. We'll be back at the crack. Yeah, you can say the F word.
Friday.
Yeah, but we'll be back.
Tune in anyway.
The show is over.
Can't help but think, where did the time go?
Well, how time flies when you're having fun.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Goodbye, my friend.
And we're out.
We out.